Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham, and this is Bermanology. Today is another special commitment edition of the show. We are joined by Ohio State's latest commitment, a four-star running back from Florida, Mark Fletcher, who has decided to choose the Buckeyes for his college future just about 10 days or so after his first trip to Columbus. So we wanted to get Mark on the show, talk about that decision, what it was about the Buckeyes, Tony Alford, that really drew him in. So without further ado, here's Mark Fletcher, Ohio State's latest 2023 commitment. As promised, Mark Fletcher has joined us. Mark, let's just start right off the jump. Nobody calls you Mark. What do you want people? What do you want people to call you?
They can either call me Q or Kovac. You know, it's only my teachers now that call me Mark, but you know, it's whatever y'all comfortable with.
You know, it's one of those things where because you're relatively new in the big picture of Ohio State football recruiting, a lot of people don't know these little nuances about you. And now that you are officially committed to Ohio State, what is it about the Buckeyes that was made it the right spot for Q?
You know, Ohio State came in late in the picture, and you know, that's no problem. You know, I'm happy they came when they came, but they came in late in the picture, and I didn't know anything about Coach Tony Alford, but you know, when I met the man, you know, I could tell he was different off the bat. You know, the way he approached me, you know, the things he said, you know, I could just tell you everything was authentic, everything was real. You know, he wasn't trying to sell me a dream. You know, he just recruited me very well. So I didn't even, you know, ever been to Columbus before, and I already knew that Ohio State was gonna be the one when I met him. But they always say don't fall in love with coaches. You know, coaches get new jobs every day. So when I did take the visit, you know, that was just the cherry on top. You know, the town, people, the facilities. I was just, you know, I was in awe of it all. So it was great. So I knew that, you know.
I think it's fascinating. A lot of times, guys from the Miami area, big cities around the country, who've never been to Ohio, have no idea what Ohio is or and then they get to a place like Columbus, which is, I think, like the seventh largest city in the United States or something like that.
Yeah,
and you don't know that it's that big. I mean, when you got there for the first time, was that like a breath of relief to you to know?
Yeah, most definitely. At first, I was going in the middle of nowhere, you know. I didn't know it was going to be this nice. So, you know, it's good. It's a city. You know, I'm more of a city person, you know, but you know, I like the fact that it's like that.
And your recruitment actually, I think, got really kicked off by Brian Hartline visiting down at American Heritage and going there to recruit Brandon Ennis and getting to know you and him and Tony Alford talking about you. And then all of a sudden, you become a guy that they felt like they had to have in this class of 2023. And you mentioned that Tony Alford was just different for you than other coaches, but you're also different than other running backs that Ohio State's been recruiting. You're a much bigger guy. You're in the 6'2", 210, 220 range. You know, how did they sell that to you as far as the role in the offense compared to what they've had in the last handful of years?
Coach just said he needed a big back. You know, he didn't, you know, say anything off. He just kept it real. He said, we need a big back. But he liked the fact that, you know, I could catch out the backfield. You know, they use their backs, you know, as receivers as well. He liked the fact that I can, you know, make people miss. I'm not just a power back, you know, they just run over people, you know, I could do it all. And he liked the fact that, you know, I could fit into their system for that.
Now, as a kid down there in Florida, you are one of three running backs that Ohio State really was recruiting hard in the last handful of months. All three of them are from Florida. There's you, there's Richard Young, and there's Cedric Baxter.
Yeah.
You've been told from the jump they want two running backs in this class. How comfortable are you calling up Richard or calling up Cedric and saying, hey, whichever one of you guys wants to come with me, I want you. But, I mean, how do you go about that moving forward, knowing that, A, those dudes are going to be sort of competing with you for carries in the future, but also, B, understanding that you're trying to build a championship-winning team?
Everybody wants the same goal, and that's to win. And I'm just thankful that I just knew them guys when we were younger. I met Richard Young in seventh grade. And me and Cedric Baxter have been competing versus each other ever since we were like 8 years old. You know, he played for a team down here, East Point Wildcat, and I played for Plantation Wildcat. So, you know, we got a lot of history. So, you know, I'm very comfortable, you know, talking to them guys, telling them, hey, we need y'all to go win this game, you know. So at the end of the day, it's a brotherhood, and being around great players make you even better. So I have no problem calling somebody, you know, telling them, hey, we need you. So as that.
When Tony Alford was recruiting Travion Henderson, he was also recruiting Evan Pryor very closely. Those two were in the same recruiting class, and they committed within 2 weeks of each other and then were roommates at Ohio State and are roommates at Ohio State. Did you get a chance to talk to those guys on your visit to Columbus?
Yeah, most of.
How did their perspective help you kind of feel like comfortable with them?
I got the privilege to hang out with those guys. And to be honest, we didn't even really talk ball. Like, everything was just more, like, casual, like how it is, man. We just hung out, went out to go get something to eat. And then, you know, they just asked me, are you going to come? Are you thinking about coming? They didn't really, you know, talk about football too much, man. That was a great part, you know. It's just like another just hangout session with the bros. So it was just chilling.
Travion talking to you about stocks and trying to get you to pay attention to investing your money in the future. He's sort of big into that right now.
Yeah, he is big into that, but no, we didn't touch that subject. That was probably for later down the road.
Well, that's after the, you know, first NIL check start to clear. So, you know, we're in a new era of college football, man. Like the NIL talk, it is important. You're wearing that SFE on your chest right now. You got that branding always on you guys.
Yes, sir.
You came up to Columbus with a group of what, 8 or 9 different guys from the South Florida Express 7-on-17?
Yes, sir.
What kind of impression did Ohio State make on you guys just as a brand? Because, again, you said you didn't know anything about Ohio State until January.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
How did they do this so fast with you?
I mean, like I said, when I met Coach Tony Alford, he represents Ohio State very well. And, you know, talking to that man, you get find out about what Ohio State has to offer as a whole. So he plays a big role into why I chose Ohio State. And then, you know, when I went up there with all of my guys, you know, everybody's just, you know, like linked in with them. And then so, you know, that was that.
For you with the Buckeyes, I know that it's been primarily driven by Tony Alford, but coming to Columbus and getting a chance to sit down and talk to Ryan Day for the first time, people say don't fall in love with the position coach, but you should probably fall in love with the head coach at some point because that's the guy that is most likely to be there for the tenure of your career. What do you think of Ryan Day and how comfortable are you and how comfortable is your family knowing that those are the men that have to raise you now?
Yeah, so when I decided that when I officially decided that I was going to go to Ohio State, you know, me and my dad, we sat down, talked to him. You know, they clicked real well. Everything was just flowing good. It was nothing awkward, nothing thrown off. Everybody just had good energy with each other. And, you know, that's what people look for, you know, good vibes with each other. And Coach Ryan Day, I just can't wait to play for him. That's all I'm excited for, you know. And there's somebody that you want to be coached by. You can tell that he's going to put me to, you know, the best version of myself. And he told my dad that. And he told my dad that he got him. And my dad, you know, it'll be his first time letting his son go somewhere. He got there. So, you know, he knows that I'm in good hands. And I can see it in his eyes.
Was it important to you to leave home for college? I mean, a lot of kids from South Florida want to stay home and play in the SEC. You have SEC options. You have the chance to play close to home at Miami, which is a program trying to be rebuilt. You know, why was it important for you to say, I need to spread out a little bit and maybe get out of the South?
I mean, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on, you know, kids staying home, but I just felt like I just needed to experience something else. You know, I've been down here my whole life. And, you know, a lot of people, for them, it's best to stay home. But, you know, I felt like it was best for me to, you know, go explore and, you know, see another part of, you know, this big blue world. So that's what I wanted to do.
Committing this early means that there are going to be people around you for the next 7 months that are going to be still in your ear and telling you, you know, Mark, come take one more visit with us. Come see us again. How do you feel like you're going to handle that? Do you think that you're locked in, no more visits? I mean, I know that's sort of Ryan Day's preference. But they obviously know they can't control it either. It's in the world we're in. I mean, how do you see that playing out?
I mean, I'm so locked in. I was even thinking about other schools. So, you know, that's not a problem with me. And I already, you know, handled that situation with other coaches. I humbly thank them for the opportunity. And it's just up to them to, you know, I know they won't stop recruiting me, but, you know, it's on me now. So, and I think I can handle it well, you know, with the help of my head coach, Coach Mike Smith. He talked to me, and he's the one who gave me an idea to, you know, humbly thank those other coaches for the opportunity to do things the right way. And, you know, he told me that they weren't going to start recruiting me. You know, they still gonna, just like you said, one more visit, you know, just come on one more time. But, you know, Coach Ryan, they said, if you locked in, you know, you're locked in. Like, you know, we still want you and all that. But, you know, if you're not ready yet, you still want to go see some other places, go do that. But if you're going to commit, then commit so you can just start helping us recruit and all that. And I told him, Coach, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to commit. And I'm not interested in going anywhere else, like, to visit. I already didn't see everything I needed to see.
When do you next get back to Columbus? I heard there was a rumor you may be coming in for the spring game on the April 16th weekend. Is that happening?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm not sure if it's happening yet. I'll probably know after this week.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you have the opportunity now with, I know Damon Fagan's supposed to be returning. You're supposed to be coming back up. The Buckeyes obviously recruiting Brandon Ennis as well at American Heritage High School. That's where Torrence Gibson played. Ohio State fans know that name. Last thing, and I'll let you get out of here. How do you convince Brandon Ennis that Ohio State's the right place for him? what's the sales pitch, Q? Like, what do you tell Brandon when you get him? After this is public and you can officially, publicly recruit him, give me the sales pitch.
So, look. The funny thing is, I recruited Brandon Ennis to come to American Heritage. And I just told him, this is what I always tell him. I say, stop playing, man. Come be great. So I hit him with the same thing. Stop playing, man. Come be great with me and be a Buckeye. So that's what I hit him with. All right,
well, dude. You're going to make yourself a lot of friends in Columbus, Q. I appreciate you taking time and letting us be a part of this day and celebrate it with you. Congratulations on your commitment.
I appreciate you much, man.
No problem. That is Mark Fletcher. Call him Q, though, Buckeye fans. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology. Mark Fletcher, Q, Commitment Edition. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time.